For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Good morning, Valerie and Kennesaw.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you please kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Get out of here, Kara.
See you, Valerie. Good luck.
All right, Kara is going to go stand outside the room. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you end up answering more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Here's question one. Disney says you must wear your mask even on rides, and if you don't, they won't take your on-ride photo. What is the Disney founder's first name?
Walt.
Question number two, Victoria and David Beckham's kid Brooklyn got engaged over the weekend. Is Brooklyn a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Question three, Eminem has released a new track that disses people who won't wear masks. True or false, the first Eminem candies included the color purple.
I'm going to say true.
Question four, Darius Rucker and his wife Beth announced their separation after 20 years of marriage. What was the name of his band in the 90s?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
And question number five, Katy Perry asked Jennifer Aniston to be her baby's godmother. What was Jennifer Aniston's profession in the movie Horrible Bosses?
Oh, my God. I think she was a dentist.
All right, I'm going to bring Kara back in. And as she makes her way into the studio, I'll let you know that you got all five right. One little slip up and Kara will lose. Kara, same questions. And I'm not going to tell you whether you're wrong or right until the end. Number one, Disney says you must wear your mask even on rides. And if you don't, they won't take your on-ride photo. What is Disney founder's first name?
Walt.
Question two, Victoria and David Beckham's kid Brooklyn got engaged over the weekend. Is Brooklyn a boy or a girl?
He's a boy.
Question number three, Eminem released a new track that disses people who won't wear masks. True or false, the first Eminem candies included the color purple.
False.
Question number four, Darius Rucker and his wife Beth announced their separation after 20 years of marriage. What was the name of his band in the 90s?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
And question number five, Katy Perry asked Jennifer Aniston to be her baby's godmother. What was Jennifer's profession in the movie Horrible Bosses?
She was a dentist.
All right, that is correct. However, question number three was not. So Valerie and Kennesaw,
no!
Would you do me a favor? Tell everybody how smart you are, because you are smarter than Kara.
Oh, my God. I'm so smart. At least 100% right now.
Congratulations, Valerie.
Thank you.
Kara, it was going to take one little slip up.
Almost.
Going to set the tone for the week.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now with Tad, Drex, and Kara. I sure hope you're sitting down, because your mind is about to be blown by Janet and Marietta. What do they say, Kara, that necessity is the mother of invention?
Yeah.
So Janet reached out because she said, all of these people are talking about, I want my kid to go back to school. I don't want my kid. We're going to do virtual. We're not going to go virtual. And you actually have a solution for all of this?
Oh, yeah. I think it's very simple. I think we basically just shouldn't go back to school and we just shouldn't go back to work.
At all?
At all.
Ever?
Like, no. Really think about it from a financial standpoint. We virtually have no reason to be in rooms together right now.
Right now, but you're saying now or never. So parents would always work from home. Kids would always do school from home.
why would we have to go back? It makes no sense.
Well, like, is it healthy to be trapped with your family and work all in the same space? I mean, I think that's a struggle that most people have been having, you know, being forced to work at home and take care of the kids and do the virtual learning all at the same time.
Yeah, or die. Like, what's your solution? Like, we must adapt. Like, I have a kid already, and usually during winter time and a normal time, it's like a germ bubble. Like, they are getting you sick automatically. And then on top of that, the fear of, like, things happening even worse, possible hospitalization for you and your household. Like, I get it. It's really shocking. It's all confusing. But we can't deny the power of being able to do things from home.
What about, like, socialization for these kids? Some kids are growing up that can't even look an adult in the eye and speak to them. How are they supposed to learn how to do any of that if they never have any interaction with other people?
Don't your kids have friends that they can play with? Well, like, that they can call or...
Interesting.
Yeah, but didn't they meet friends in school face-to-face before all of this happened? Like,
well, actually, you know what? This is starting to make a little bit of sense to me. I mean, I'm still a little confused. This has rattled me to the core. But we have our little germ bubble, so our kid has friends in our community, and they're taking things seriously. We're taking it seriously. We know these people. We know their habits. You go to school, and it's like you and 27 other random kids.
Yeah. You have no idea where they've been this entire time.
Think of the money they could save on electricity. They're always building new school buildings. They have overcrowding.
Absolutely.
Our productivity here at work, didn't the memo go out that it's been great with people working from home?
Yeah, I think so.
Janet.
We are underestimating grossly how much we can do from our own homes. We can't ignore where the solutions are. We have them.
Janet.
Killing it.
I mean,
Monday.
You should be the education secretary, I think. Or maybe you're a lunatic. I don't know until we ask the people. I'm having a hard time getting my head wrapped around this so far. Unless somebody tells me otherwise, I think Janet might actually be onto something.
You like this idea.
Perhaps we have politicians that listen to our show who are like, wait a second. What did I say at the beginning? Necessity is the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when schools were invented, because I know there's a great, was it Edison came up with the school? Anyway, we had to go to school. There was no technology that would allow the distance learning. Now the technology is there where we don't have to go to school. We don't have to go to work. But I'm listening to this and I'm thinking like, hey, show me a reason why this doesn't work. And then the phones decided to ring. Christine in Hampton?
No, I did. And I'm a teacher. I teach younger elementary school age children. And yes, it's important what she was saying that we don't want to go out and die. And elementary schools are essentially germ bubbles in the winter and mm-hmm. things like that. But teachers teach so much more at that age than just content.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach kids how to socialize. We teach kids how, like, to manage their emotions. And we've had to start doing that in our classrooms because parents aren't doing it at home.
Can you not teach your kids how to socialize and talk about emotions? I mean, I learned about emotions from Mr. Rogers, and he certainly wasn't at my house.
Yeah, but you were also in a traditional school with face-to-face interaction with other people.
To supplement.
So you could put those things into practice.
No. What Mr. Rogers didn't do, Lady Elaine Fairchild would step in. But I mean, even what about for older kids? Like, I was just like, wait a second, Janet. This might work.
Well, this is not going to be around forever. Like many things that we've experienced, like the pandemic in 1918, the H1N1 back in the 50s and 60s, people become immune to it. Yes, this is serious, and people are dying. I understand that. And I have people close to me that have experienced serious issues because of this. But it's not going to be around this to this magnitude forever. So
what I'm saying is, and what Janet, I think, is saying is, all that money that's going to buses, all that money that's going to schools, that money could be reallocated, maybe get to pay the teachers a little bit more. Am I talking your language now?
It sounds great, but that's not how it happened. in a perfect world, that would be fantastic, and I would be right there by Janet saying, yes, give me more money, but...
All right. Well... We'll continue this at 8 o'clock. We have a lot of calls to get to in the meanwhile. We've got a lot of things to accomplish on the show, but we need to, like, take a breath here because we're changing the face of the nation. Whew. I mean, good thing I was on vacation last week. Lord. I needed to rest up for all the stuff that we were going to tackle.
My gosh.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
Sponsored by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 728. Sunshine 90 for a high today. What's going on, Kara?
We're going. We're not going. We're going, but we're postponed. But we're going, but we're virtual. What is happening with back to school?
We're going back to Cali. To Cali.
It's been so confusing. And today, Atlanta Public Schools' new superintendent is planning to ask the school board to delay the start of school for students by 2 weeks and unveil some virtual learning plans. The board also will vote on whether or not to go all virtual learning for the first 9 weeks, regardless, which at this point might actually be a decent idea. Cobb County parents get to decide about in-person or virtual learning beginning today as well. And Fulton County schools are holding a big virtual parent briefing this morning at 10 a.m. on a bunch of different portions of their reopening plans as well. So parents have as much homework as the kids do.
This is just as political as anything else having to do with the coronavirus. So may I request a good feeling?
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
When I see a muddy puddle, I usually walk around it.
Well, we've got a local TikTok star on our hands. Here's hoping the fame doesn't get to Neptune's head. He is a 7-year-old male sea lion over at the Georgia Aquarium. And he and his handler have just gone viral, capturing the hearts of people all over the world after their little TikTok dance to Handsome Dancer's Coincidence.
Wow.
I don't know if you heard this little jam, but I'm a TikToker myself, and these are one of my absolute favorites. Neptune's little dance with his handler is incredible. I'll make sure we post it up on the B98.5 Facebook page if you need a little happy for the day.
You are a TikToker?
Oh, yeah.
You need to make more of a big deal out of an announcement like that. You're just casually.
Oh, why?
I'm a TikToker.
Everybody's a TikToker. Even if it's just in secret. I don't do the TikToks myself. I'm just a voyeur. I just like to look at everybody else's TikTok.
You're a TikTok watcher.
I am.
You're a TikTok.
It's addictive.
You have a problem.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
All right, Sherilyn Griffin.
Yes?
Are you ready to kick Kara out of the studio?
See you, Kara.
See you, Cheryl. Good luck.
Thanks.
We got 5 pop culture trivia questions. We'll ask you those questions while Kara stands outside the room. Then we'll bring Kara in. We'll ask her the same questions. You end up answering more right than Kara, you'll win $100 of her money. Are you ready, Cheryl?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. According to Grubhub, orders for spicy chicken sandwiches are up 299%. A regular chicken sandwich comes in a white bag at Chick-fil-A. What color bag does the spicy sandwich come in?
The same bag with a different
sticker. Question number 2. Winona Ryder is set to testify for Johnny Depp in court this week. The younger generation knows her as Will's mom in what Netflix sci-fi show?
Riverdale, no clue.
Number 3. Today is National French Fry Day. True or false, McDonald's uses over 1 billion with a B pounds of potatoes a year to make French fries.
True.
Question number 4. Hugh Jackman is excited that one of the X-Men movies made it to Disney Plus uncensored, which means you get to see his butt. What hero with fierce claws does he play in the franchise?
No idea. I'm sorry.
And number 5, an Instagram model claims to have already been invited into the bubble that the NBA is supposedly playing their season in. What city is the NBA playing their season in?
Chicago.
All right. We're going to bring Kara back in and let you know, Cheryl, that you got one right.
I'm not surprised.
But you never know. Things could go your way. One is the number to beat, Kara.
Oh, no.
Same questions. Here you go. Question number one. According to Grubhub, orders for spicy chicken sandwiches are up 299%. A regular chicken sandwich comes in a white bag at Chick-fil-A. What color bag does the spicy sandwich come in?
Red.
It is 1-0. Red was the correct answer. Cheryl said something with a sticker. The same bag, but with a sticker. Question number two. Winona Ryder set to testify for Johnny Depp in court this week. The younger generation knows her as Will's mom in what Netflix sci-fi show?
Stranger Things.
Score is 2-0. Kara got that right. Stranger Things. Question three. Today's National French Fry Day. True or false, McDonald's uses over 1 billion pounds of potatoes a year to make French fries.
I would say that's true.
You are correct.
Hey.
Cheryl also got that right. It's 3-1. Question number four, Hugh Jackman is excited that one of the X-Men movies made it to Disney Plus uncensored. You get to see his keister, his backside.
Oh, no
his
way.
Rear. What hero with fierce claws does he play in the franchise?
He's the Wolverine. Are you saying you get to see the Wolverine's bum bum?
It is 4-1. And finally, question number five, an Instagram model claims to have already been invited into the bubble that the NBA is supposedly playing their season in. What city are they in?
They're in Orlando.
Final score, Kara 5, Cheryl 1. Cheryl, are you smarter than Kara?
Not at all.
Little redemption for Kara after losing $100 an hour ago.
Absolutely.
Kara, your record now, 814 wins and 29 losses.
Sorry, Cheryl.
That's okay. Have a great day.
She too. Appreciates you more than you know. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now Tad and Drex and Kara. What a day. What a beautiful Monday. And we had really an out-of-the-box thinker here. Janet and Marietta call up at 7 o'clock this morning. If you missed it, she said when people are debating whether or not they should do virtual learning or when they should go back to school and all that, she said, throw it all out. Listen to this.
I think we basically just shouldn't go back to school and we just shouldn't go back to work.
At all?
At all.
Ever?
No.
So parents would always work from home. Kids would always do school from home.
Why would we have to go back? It makes no sense.
Well, like, is it healthy to be trapped with your family and work all in the same space? What about like socialization for these kids? Some kids are growing up that can't even look an adult in the eye and speak to them.
Don't your kids have friends that they can play with? Like that they can call or...
Think of the money they could save on electricity. They're always building new school buildings. They have overcrowding.
We are underestimating grossly how much we can do from our own homes. We can't ignore where the solutions are. We have them.
It's a lot.
Mm.
Especially first thing on a Monday. But then think about it. I mean, was it necessity is the mother of invention? The old saying. Maybe it is a time to rethink how we do it. Do we need offices anymore? Do we need school buildings anymore? Marion Griffin, what do you say?
I can't believe she would even have that come out of her mouth. Who's going to raise the food for her kids to eat? And who's going to prepare it? How are the farmers going to do that from behind their desk? Mm. And who's going to transport that food? And most people live on fast food. Who's going to fix it and have it delivered to them?
Oh, wait, she's talking about certain jobs, I think. Like, obviously,
well,
not a truck driver.
Well, if everybody stay at home, I mean, that's what she's saying. If you've got kids and you've got to educate them at home and be there with them, and you're supposed to be working from home, these professions, these people can't do that.
Some people can't do that, but that's why we have Amazon, guys. Don't you see?
What, Amazon's supposed to take care of our kids?
The drones.
Oh, my gosh.
Our kids already aren't learning anything at home anyway because mm-hmm. they think they're supposed to be paid to take the trash out. They don't know how to cut grass. They don't know any basic skills. And they sit on the computers mm-hmm. all spring break, all summer break. Do you know how many teenagers have stretch marks all over their body from eating at home in their rooms while they're on the computer? And when they go back to school, they lose that weight they're gained all these teenagers are covered in stretch marks.
Is there a problem with that? Because I got stretch marks for miles.
Yeah, I can see you wanting to go out and find a girlfriend or a wife covered in stretch marks.
Mary, you know what? I was throwing my support behind Janet, but maybe you could be the lieutenant governor.
I can't be the one that's in charge. I'm not messing with them. But no, there's too many people sitting behind a desk now that don't know anything.
Christine and Dahlonega?
My husband's a fine arts choir director. Choirs are impossible to do virtually. They're not going to have the fine arts that they need to have.
I have a friend, Bob Cease, and he teaches choir. And he said that there's all these programs where they're able to do it virtually. I mean, the choir's never sounded better with the Zoom meeting performances.
Oh, no. That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
All right. Well, Bob says that he works, like, with the tenors for 20 minutes, and then they record their part, and then he puts it all together, and they said they've never sound better.
It's not the same.
Christy in Loganville.
As a healthcare, like, being in the healthcare field, we kind of need our kids to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't sit at home with our kids and teach them. I have a kid going into kindergarten, and my son will be in fifth grade. And between myself being in the healthcare field and my husband being a UPS driver, it was really difficult with our son at home doing digital learning because we had to count on our moms, which is my son's grandma, to help teach him his schoolwork.
I think Janet forgot that some people have jobs that require them to leave the house.
Yeah, like, I can't work from home, or, I mean, I would, but...
I mean, is it possible that we could use, like, all right, so say you had to leave, right? You leave your kid at home, but you have, like, all those Ring doorbells and stuff, so you kind of can keep an eye on them.
Oh, my gosh, Tad.
Hey, Kayla in Henry County.
Yes, I wanted to put my 2 cents on. My question is, has anybody seen Wally? Like, we're going to end up looking like that if we stay home like that other woman won't. Like, no, my kids need to go back to school. I've got 4 that will be in school as soon as those buildings open.
What do you do for a living?
I am a stay-home mom.
Oh.
I'm home with my kids.
It's easy.
And I can't teach them. I'm not a teacher.
No, they'll put the teachers on the monitors. The teachers will be on the monitors.
It didn't work.
You'll just handle snacks.
And controlling the child and forcing them to sit in front of the screen and watch it. They don't do it.
And kids are manipulators. They know how to work mom and dad. It's different when you're in a classroom with a teacher that's someone that's outside of the household that you have to respect.
So you're saying moms and dads are like substitute teachers. They always get taken advantage of. Nobody takes them seriously.
All the stuff you need to know to start your day. It's info to go on B98.5.
Sponsored by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 826, sunshine 90 today. What's going on, Kara?
Man, if things weren't confusing enough, late Friday, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms decided she was going to roll back the city of Atlanta's reopening plans to phase 1. That means she's asking residents to stay at home except for essential trips, and restaurants and businesses are asked to only serve to-go and curbside orders.
But I thought when Governor Kemp made his announcement about his restrictions, kind of like, I don't know, March, April, May, whatever it all runs together right now, I thought he said cities and towns could not override what he was doing anymore.
Yeah, you can't. So those orders obviously didn't sit well with the governor or the local restaurant owners. And Channel 2 Action News actually spoke with Nico Keratosis. He's the president of the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group, and he says that these decisions are putting the whole industry at risk.
The mayor's decision to do this is the most destructive decision I can even think about in terms of destroying the livelihood of not just the restaurants themselves going out of business, but everybody that works at them.
Ugh, it just breaks my heart because these are some good people who have lost their jobs and are losing their livelihood because of all this. So, you know, if you've got a local restaurant that you dig, support them. If you don't feel safe sitting down, pick up a dinner. Do a little carry out.
But you said you went to Florida. You would not go out to eat in Florida?
I tried to sit down at a restaurant for the first time since March, February, actually. And I will not.
Because?
People were just packed on each other. Nobody was wearing a mask. Nobody was wearing gloves. The servers weren't wearing gloves or masks. Yeah. It was just And I was outside on a patio still, but I did not feel comfortable. So I'll continue ordering takeout. Yeah, but sitting down for me is not going to happen for a minute.
I mean, even when I see people wearing masks, but they have them below their nose, that's not the proper way of wearing a mask.
I know,
you're just like, I feel like I'm just like on the lecture tour. I feel like everywhere I go, I'm giving a TED talk.
Let's get a good feeling
then.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I know we are all used to seeing police officers hand out tickets. But $100 gift cards? Wouldn't that have been much better than your ticket from Virginia Tech?
I would prefer that because if I got that, I could use that $100 to pay off the ticket that I got in Atlanta.
Well, we've got some awesome Smyrna officers who've been working to restore trust in their neighborhood one door knock at a time. And on Friday, they were at the Rose Garden Hills neighborhood giving 45 different residents a little assistance in these $100 gift cards. And the mayor, Derek Norton, had tagged along as well. And he says that they were going to continue doing this as long as this pandemic lasts and there are people out there that need support. So way to go, Smyrna police
officers.
Where
are the $100 gift cards too?
I don't know.
Various
I'm sure it's
locations.
Like a Visa gift card, so
hopefully,
you can do what you need. If you need groceries, you can go buy some groceries.
I just got to know before I get in my car and drive to what neighborhood is this again?
You have to live there, Tad.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I can get an envelope with the address, a local address on it by 3 o'clock this afternoon. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, good morning, Tad and Drex Show. And Kara, it's time to play Beat Shazam against Drex. I don't even know her name, but there's some education czar, whatever, that's very concerned that if the kids aren't back in the classroom learning next week, that none of them are going to graduate from high school.
Is it the White House lady? Betsy
yeah, the White
DeVos,
House lady.
Yeah,
Betsy Ross, right? She
Not Ross,
sews flags.
DeVos or DeVos,
yeah,
I don't know.
That lady.
Yeah.
She says that she's very concerned. These kids don't go back to school. They're not going to graduate. Well, today's Beat Shazam's category is all musical artists. Huge pop superstars who never graduated from high school.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Starting with Kara.
That is Kid Rock all summer long.
Correct.
And we were trying different things. We were smoking funny things.
From did you go to high school with Kid Rock by chance?
I mean, to be fair, I grew up like almost a mile from Kid Rock, and not a whole lot of people get their extended education coming out of Michigan. So,
Drex, your turn for a song. Mm-hmm. These are high school dropouts.
So Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, and she went to school with a buddy of mine in Pittsburgh for a little while. Obviously,
Yeah. Not the whole time. If you think about it, too, I couldn't believe how many people dropped out of high school. But these were all, like, big stars when they were really young. And so they just had a better path, kind of like you did in, what, Des Moines?
Cedar Rapids, yeah. I left high school to go to Cedar Rapids, didn't graduate.
All right, we are tied up. Kara begins round two, high school dropouts.
That is Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
Correct answer. All right. Back to Drex. We are in round two of Beat Shazam. These are all high school dropouts. Here's your next song.
One. So it's Prince, and I believe that song is Raspberry Beret?
I believe that you are... Oh. All right. Final round. And this is usually the most difficult round where things tend to fall apart. Let's see if that happens again today. Are you ready, Kara?
Pressure's on, yes. That is Avril Lavigne, I'm With You.
Correct.
She went to school in Canada, though, so it's a little, you know, when do they start, when do they end?
Oh, right. Well, it's a gray area. Yeah. We don't know. She was coming to the States. Her credentials didn't mean anything here anyway. All right. Final song, okay. Final round.
Okay.
You get this right, and you tie. You get this wrong, and Kara is, you know, feels like normal. She's won it once again. Are you ready?
Yes. So Jessica Simpson, mm-hmm. and I believe it's Just With You.
Correct.
Don't be listening to this going, well, Jessica Simpson,
well, all of those
Kid Rock, Katy Perry. No, they're the exception.
Steve Jobs, basically anybody who was anything dropped out of high school, but I'm going to be different.
No, you go to school. Go to school. Finish.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.